Today is November 25th, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $87,808.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So we're back at it again, Rick.
Back at it.
Back at it. And we are substantially lower than last time we recorded.
Well, we saw even lower earlier, so we'll be thankful for that little bounce off of 80,000, roughly.
80,525. Yeah, it was, I guess after our last episode, like I was sitting there in the kitchen the other day and I was just thinking about it. I was like, every fiber in my being says we peaked. Like, this is it. Like, logically speaking, because this is how it would play out. Normally, like, I mean, from what we've seen in the past, but I still don't know if this cycle is over.
No. Well, and that's kind of the tough part with this one. We've always been saying that this cycle feels different. And anyone who says, oh, this cycle's the same, they're full of crap. This one is definitely a different beast of its own.
Yeah, man, it feels so weird. And it's, not only that, but I think like, not that we'd ever really talk a whole lot about altcoins on here, but like there's been no altcoin rallies. Like there has been nothing that is textbook to this cycle so far.
Yeah, this one's kind of the altcoin warning. It's like buyer beware.
Yeah,
of the altcoins.
Absolutely. And I mean, I put up the far side, like the ETF list for Bitcoin. Yeah, I mean, it's still sea of red. It was a sea of red last time. It continues to be a sea of red now. Very, very little in the way of kind of redemption for the market in general. Like everything. Look at Grayscale. Like it's accumulation now. Like I don't know how much they have, but they've sold off $25 billion worth of Bitcoin that have come out of their coffers.
Oh, my goodness. How much do they even have left?
That's the question. I don't know how much they have. You know, iBit, you know, BlackRock is still the king. They've got $62 billion of Bitcoin under assets currently still. So total ETF market capitalization after you get rid of Grayscale stuff, $57 billion, 511 million Bitcoin are wrapped up right now in the ETFs. So that, I mean, that's a huge, huge, huge factor. And I think what's part of this cycle that's so different. I think you talked about that so early on whenever the ETFs were launching at, and I don't know how far back you'd have to go in our episodes, but you talked about how we're swimming with sharks now, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I said it right before they went live. So it was it's about a year ago, end of, you know, like say December 2024. Or not 24.
That's 23. Yeah, it was
December 2023.
Yeah, because I think it's been 2 years now, right?
Yep. I said we're swimming with sharks, so we just, you know, it's gonna change the game up quite a bit, and we don't know what the end game is or anything. And when it comes to BlackRock, I mean, I don't trust them. I'm pretty sure you don't trust them. So. It's just been kind of scary, and that's kind of what scares me about this winter is, like, how low are they going to go?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in some type of thing and, you know, say I was really powerful, like Mr. Burns, clicking my fingers together, right?
Yeah.
I would be finding a scenario that would just cause so many people to bleed, squeeze as much blood out of that turnip as possible, and soak it all up.
Yep. And then just, yeah, I mean, because they're going to get you out of your positions whenever stuff like that happens. And I know I had talked about my coworker that we had talked about Bitcoin on, and I had made a, you know, I said, you know, I kind of feel bad because I should have informed her when to sell. Like when I thought the top was in, and I told her just wait because I didn't think the cycle was quite done. you know, and then we peaked at the beginning of October and I kind of felt bad, but I had a discussion with her and she's like, you know what? No, I'm in it for the long haul. So, and when it comes to Bitcoin, that's the right kind of attitude to have.
Yeah. And you know, we keep saying that 4 years is really the minimum time that you should hold your Bitcoin, but really it's actually five.
Yeah.
If you had bought Bitcoin and then held onto it for 5 years, no matter what, even if you bought it at the exact worst time possible, you would be profitable right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we were even comparing numbers, like, so, where were we a year ago? You had pulled it up a little bit ago. It was like December numbers that you were looking at, right?
Yeah. Well, I looked at December 28th and we were at 94,000.
Yeah. So last episode when that we recorded on November 16th, we were at 94,000. So that was
and then today's
1 year. Well, not
well,
even a year.
Less than eight.
Yeah.
It's like 11 months, but we went back. We started at 94. We ended up at 94. And now we're at 87. So, I mean, we're kind of keeping a hopeful demeanor to this because, you know, Bitcoin is crazy.
Yeah. For sure.
And that's kind of the name of the game. And we're kind of complaining that the upswings haven't been as momentous as the downswings. But that's kind of the volatility is kind of what you get. I mean, if you're going to expect any returns, or really good returns, you kind of expect the volatility.
You've got to have that volatility. Yeah. Because it's, I think it was Saylor that was said, you know, it's life energy. When you have that much energy behind the swings up and down, that's what allows you to have the volatility, is what allows you to get the gains. And without the drawdowns, you don't have the peaks. And I'll say, like, I even feel like even the drawdowns this cycle have been muted in a way. I know 33% is pretty drastic of a correction, but within Bitcoin, it's not.
True.
So how are theoreticals doing? Let's take a look at those.
Okay, first theoretical purchased back in October 2023. $3,000 could have bought you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And that investment of $3,000 is now worth $7,771.
Ooh. It's still, so, I mean, it's still up, but yeah.
Still over double. But
we've
you
seen
know,
as high as what, 10 something?
Yeah, we saw it over 10, you know, probably approaching 11 at one point. So yeah, that's a lot of sting. Second theoretical purchase. This one is even worse. You know, we bought it right at the halving in April 2024. And $1,000 would have got you 0.01564 Bitcoin. And at today's price, that $1,000 investment's $1,373. So 37% increase. Yeah, we've seen that one get close to double. Not quite. But yeah, I mean, you're still profitable.
Still profitable. But that just seeing the, I guess, some of the peaks. I mean, the one thing I'll tell people too is that anytime you see that on paper, those losses are not realized until you actually sell.
Right.
So.
And you know, that one with that first theoretical purchase, that one's like what? 2023, that's 2 years and better timing. Whereas, you know, we're saying you need to hold on at least 4 years, probably five. And then you're going to be free and clear and profitable. So,
yeah, we'll have to keep tabs on that as we keep on going. I'll be curious.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. I mean, because it's been 2 years now, right? You're a little bit over 2.5. So yeah. We're about halfway.
Yeah.
On that hold.
Actually, 2 years. 2 years and 1 month.
Okay. 2 years and 1 month. Okay. We're almost halfway then. We're just about getting there. We'll see. We'll see where it ends up. I pulled up some information like off of X, like kind of what the sentiment was there. And it seems like for the most part, bearish sentiment is dominating, which I'm not shocked by. We basically, what we need to see for Bitcoin to kind of show that this is just a drawback or a drawdown, is we need to see Bitcoin be able to rebound over $98,000 to $106,000 range. Otherwise, the bull cycle pattern is broken, according to the analysts.
Yes, I agree with that for the most part, though I'm not counting Bitcoin out until we start approaching 70,000. If we get below 70 and touch 69, not very nice.
Although I would love to see $69,000 Bitcoin again. That would be an incredible buying opportunity. But I mean, when we had talked about that earlier with the $80,525, like it looked like there's quite a bit of support there at that range, mm-hmm. at the 80,000 mark. Now, my question is, if we're going to hit resistance, like if we do get up to the 90,000 range, and which we've kind of gotten close, we got 89,237, and then we had to kind of come back down. But that was after getting down to, you know, 80. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see kind of what, I don't know necessarily tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be like, this is a whole weird week for the financial markets because of Thanksgiving and the holiday. I am not expecting a Thanksgiving rally like we've talked about in the past. But I don't know. Robert Kiyosaki is recommending accumulation right now at this point for Bitcoin. There's still a lot of debate going on right now with the Lightning Network and scalability.
That is always a big issue, right? I mean, even if everyone started using Bitcoin tomorrow, the Lightning Network couldn't carry all the transactions.
Yeah. No, it can't. I don't think there's enough in there. And Lightning is really only intended for smaller transactions. Anything, I think it's got to be anything really kind of less than a Bitcoin. You could do more, but why? Lightning's really meant for that small transaction fee, like small, like cup of coffee kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not major purchases. Deutsche Bank's warning of recovery is uncertain. And there's the reason why they're saying that is because Bitcoin is now trading more like a tech stock than what it had previously, instead of a hedge, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with. There's been a lot of movement in the tech sector. I mean, even Nvidia, though, I think they had an earnings beat and they were still down on the market.
Yep. Well, everyone's spooked right now. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, something we were talking about before we started recording, too. The Fed's December rate decision, like it looks like right now they're kind of split. And we were trying to look up information again, right, on the CPI and all that stuff. There's still nothing from October.
Yep. Well, I mean, the government was shut down for 6 weeks, federal government. And so we might not just ever get that data. They might just skip it entirely.
Yeah. No, I kind of tend to agree with that. They're probably going to just jump over that and just move on to the next. Right now, the CME data shows an 82% chance of a 25 basis point cut in December. But from what I understand, the Fed is pretty split on that right now. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think that'll do to the market if the Fed decides they're going to cut rates again?
I don't know. That one can go either way, because sometimes cutting rates shows weakness in the economy, and that might spook people more.
Yeah.
So maybe if they, but if they, I think the Fed is in a lose-lose-lose situation. If they raise rates, people are going to be super pissed. They leave them alone, people are going to be pissed. And then they cut rates, people are going to be scared.
Yeah.
So pick your poison.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, and don't forget, like, I mean, they're also supposed to stop the quantitative tightening as of December 1st.
With our budget deficits, that's total baloney.
Oh, I completely agree, dude. But I don't think there's anybody that understands economics anymore in Washington.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, the general public, it's pretty pitiful. But yeah. Washington, it might even be worse.
Well, I always think back of Biden's economic guy, his chief advisor or whatever in the economy. And he couldn't explain how the money printing worked. Do you remember that?
Or how the revenues worked and
how the revenues worked. Yeah, he's like, well, they definitely sell bonds. They print money. They definitely sell bonds. And like he couldn't like just give you a simple
answer.
And
then he was just stuck there.
Yeah,
he was stuck there.
And it's
which
like,
would be fine for you or I to do that.
He's an economic advisor to the president.
He's the economic advisor to the president. That's like insane. But that just shows, you know, economics is not exactly the Democrats' strong suit. Let's just put it that way.
I will say this, and I still go back to this. Like, I know Scott Bessent understands economics. But he, like I said, I still don't know where he stands because that guy can be scary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there is that. There's the market is in such weird flux right now. We were looking at Trueflation. It's showing right now that inflation right now in the United States is showing at 2.37. It's down from its high, obviously, which was back in, it looks like the high this year was in, well, it was December 13th of 2024. We hit 3.11. And of course, we're going into the holiday season again. So who knows? Maybe people will jack it up by buying a bunch of crap again. But yeah, we probably won't get CPI numbers until middle of December, and that'll be for November, right?
Right.
At least official numbers. One thing that I wanted to bring up, and this is just kind of tongue-in-cheek, Young-hoon Kim, which apparently has the world's highest IQ at like 276, is predicting Bitcoin at $220,000 in 45 days. What are your thoughts on that?
45 days?
Yeah.
Honestly, he's saying, he's making Kathy Wood and all those other moon boys and moon girls look pretty mild, saying in 45 days it's gonna like do 2.5 times what it is right now.
We're gonna have to mark that 45 days from now. We'll have to come back to that.
Well, it's just like the first week of January, right?
Yeah, that's basically within that first week. January
first couple weeks.
Yeah, January 7th, 10th, somewhere in there.
Wow. Well, hey, if it does that, I'm going to be happy.
Oh, well,
I'm
I
not
mean,
complain about that at all.
I think if that happens, we'll definitely start to know ahead of time. We'll have to come back to this. If we're sitting here, you know, in 3 weeks recording an episode and Bitcoin's at $160,000, we'll be like, Maybe Kim was right.
Bet the farm.
Yeah. I'm like,
220.
Geez, oh, Pete. Yeah. There's several analysts that are calling for different things right now. And I'm going to butcher this name. Maxim Sakharov frames downturn as a cleansing. Hype projects die, fundamentals endure. So, and we've talked about this before too, like whenever you get this big of a correction like this, it resets all the indicators for the market. All the leveraged longs, all those get wiped out and everything, you know, a lot of people lost a lot of money in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And I bet there was a lot of shorts that got wiped out here just in this rebound, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely cleansed the market. We'll see how it goes, but I mean, we were talking about this last episode. I think you said that the, fear and greed index got so low. It got lower than what it was during the FTX collapse.
You know what? And actually you bring that up. I'm going to pull it up. Fear and greed index, Bitcoin. Let's see where it's sitting at right now.
I'm pretty sure it's still an extreme fear.
It's gotta be. So yesterday it was at 15 extreme fear. Last week it was at 16 extreme fear. Yeah, it's still sitting at extreme fear. I mean, it's up a little bit, but it's still, people are scared.
Yeah. Which, if you're going to trade, we don't really recommend trading. We recommend buying and holding, but if you're going to trade Bitcoin, usually do the opposite of whatever the fear and greed says. If there's a lot of fear, that's when you're probably going to have better luck buying. When there's a lot of greed, you have a lot better luck selling.
Here's something interesting. So 1 year ago, we were at the highest point of extreme greed. It was at 85. That was November 26th,
wow. 2024. That's as greedy as we got. And we're now at the same level, but total fear.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what price were we at then? We'd have to go back in time and look at that. I'd have to go back further and
what
see.
What date was it again?
It was November 26, 2024.
Well, we got, I have November 18th.
So that's pretty close. And where were we?
We were at 91,000.
And that was the highest that we got on the extreme greed. 85. Which is weird. You figure for sure. What was it? Let's see. October. Oh, I need to see here. Sorry. I'm trying to look this stuff up. 1 year. We want to look at the beginning of October. So October 7th, we were only at 59 then when we broke out to the new all-time high. That's crazy.
Craziness.
The market is insane. That's all I can say. Yes, I mean, there's a lot of stuff like Trump's not saying anything. Government's not saying a whole lot. I know Trump's family got wiped out. Like, there's a lot. Obviously, they didn't get completely wiped out. They lost a lot of money in the crypto space right now. Anything could be. I don't know. I don't know where it's going. San Francisco Fed's Mary Daly stresses disagreements and healthy uncertainty, not dysfunction. So I guess the Fed is having a split right now as to what they're going to do within themselves. We'll know more about that between December 9th and 10th when that next meeting takes place. So we'll probably hear about it on the 10th or 11th.
That'll be interesting. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I am too, especially because they've been flying. We said this before, they've been flying blind for a while, right?
Yeah.
And more than likely, Trump's going to have Powell's replacement nominated here pretty soon. And that'll be interesting too. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know what to think. I cannot trust myself because I'm going to say, maybe we're not done yet. There's something that feels weird again. Every fiber of my being says logically that this cycle is over. And past history tells me that this cycle should be over, at least time frame wise. But I'm always the permeable. I have held on in every market. I've never sold at the tops. I always, like, if I've ever had to sell Bitcoin for money that I needed, I always sell at the bottoms because it's the wrong timing. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, I'm kind of the opposite of you. I'm way more pragmatic and a little bit more skittish. But, you know, I do see an opportunity here for Bitcoin to kind of cleanse the system and re-rally the troops.
Yeah.
Is it going to get back up to 120? That remains to be seen. You know, I originally picked 150 for this cycle top. You know, and here's the deal, too, is I've thought we were going to, a couple episodes ago, I said, you know, by the end of November, we're going to be, this cycle's going to be over.
Yeah.
And I thought I was looking great, you know, last week or whenever we recorded last, but now it looks like, you know, it looked like it was about to head down, but it's reversed course a little bit. So I think there is a glimmer of hope. And, you know, Bitcoin, that's the thing, Bitcoin will surprise everyone. And so if it does make a new all-time high from here, we shouldn't be surprised.
No. And that would make me feel more like what I was expecting this cycle. Maybe you need one more drawdown, you know, clean everything out before you get your final rally in the cycle. If that's what we're going to get.
Yep.
I don't know. It's, we'll have to see. We'll have to touch base again. We'll touch base after the holiday. And we'll see where we're at, where the dust is kind of settled. Like, we should have a pretty good indication by maybe Monday. I'm not expecting a crazy rally over the weekend or anything like that. I think things will be pretty status quo. I saw people posting on X where I think a gal had posted, she made a $1,000 bet with somebody that a year ago at Thanksgiving, I think it was, and I could be getting this wrong, but this is just analogous to what the story was. A year ago at Thanksgiving, she made a bet with somebody that Bitcoin would be higher in 1 year's time than where it was currently. And I think she's going to lose that bet.
Oh, man. She just could have said by October and then she would have been killing them.
Yeah. Hindsight is 2020. Yeah. You know, and that was the crazy thing, too. Like, it was the worst October, I think, in Bitcoin's history. And I think we're shaping up to have the worst November in Bitcoin's history right now, too. So everything is kind of topsy-turvy.
It is. No more Uptobers for us. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Well, next October, we'll have to see. Is it Uptober again? We'll probably forget by then, depending on what's going on in the market. Although, it could be Uptober if we do end up tanking and we bottom between now and then. We start to kind of our crawl back up. Who knows? That would be a little bit too soon, I think, to maybe. I don't know. Bitcoin could bottom pretty quick. Maybe the cycles are going to be softened. I have no clue.
Nope, that's what remains to be seen, and I'm kind of here to watch it.
I am too. I'm here for it. If you decide you want to get into Bitcoin, which, I mean, I'm not saying that right now is a good buying opportunity, but it is kind of a good buying opportunity. I would recommend, you know, buying and holding. If you decide you're going to go that route and you want to do self-custody, you can always get yourself a ledger, and you can get that through our website at www.thebitbytepodcast.com/deals. We have an Elopal wallet on there as well. So.
Absolutely. And holding your Bitcoin, if you buy it at an exchange, is very dangerous. So don't do that. You buy some Bitcoin and you want to hold it, like we suggest, 5 years, you need to pull it off that exchange.
Absolutely. And make sure you keep it in a safe spot. Mm-hmm. And teach your family about it too. Like, I think about this often, about, you know, people that, you know, if they pass away and they've never taught their wife or significant others how to access the Bitcoin that's on those wallets. I mean, some of you have put together a nice little stockpile. Like, you need to really think about that.
Uh-huh.
Teach them. Let them understand. Give them access to those accounts, because you're not going to do anything with it if you died, you know? But yeah, that's neither here nor there. That, I still think we need to come up with something for that.
I agree.
But,
I agree.
Yeah, I think, that's all I've got for this evening. We'll have to see where we're at in another week.
Yes, sir.
So thank you all for listening. Have a good Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate in the United States. Well, I guess everybody celebrates it, but just different times of year.
That's right. Take care.
Bye. Bye.